Jeremy, Katie, and Josh.
Mix 100.
Anyone else out there protein maxing right now, trying to get four times your body weight in protein each and every day?
Four times?
Yeah, I think it's four times
what?
Now, the amount. Yeah. Jeez. So if you're 100 pounds, you need 400 grams of protein.
I just need to eat all the time.
Yeah, all the time. In an effort to achieve my protein maxing, I made those, I don't know if you call them viral, but they have been popping up quite a bit on my feed. It's the 3 to 4 ingredient protein bars. I made them last night. Here's a little picture of them.
Okay.
They're supposed to be cookies. But I just laid them all I just made it flat, the whole cookie sheet. And then I took my pizza cutter to it and made, like, little bars out of them.
Okay.
Okay, kind of
brownie
style. But
it's squished up banana, a couple scoops of protein powder, and then some chocolate chips is all it is. I added some oats to it because oats are really good for you.
Yeah.
Gives you a little bit of fiber.
Mm-hmm.
So I tried it for everybody, so you don't have to.
And?
Meh.
Yeah?
It's, I don't know. There's... You put it in the oven for like 15 minutes. It probably should go for about 25 because it's a little squish still.
Are they super banana-y too?
But I mean, that's your base. Yeah. The banana is the base.
Yeah.
But all in the name of health. I should have given you guys a taste. I brought some in this morning.
It's
in a Ziploc. Josh thought I was eating cookies.
I know. Of all the things that you want to offer us, I mean, you can keep those ones to yourself.
Yeah, that's right.
But I know exactly what you can do to fix it.
Yeah.
You add butter and flour and sugar,
perfect.
And then they're perfect.
There you go. Katie, I got something kind of embarrassing to tell you.
Okay.
So, first of all, shout out to some of the kids going back to school today. Some of you might be in the car right now. Adams School District, I believe.
Yeah, I know there's a couple different areas going back.
Bummer for you guys.
You're
going back wicked early.
So, already?
We have here over the summer made my kids continue to do schoolwork because we don't want the summer brain drain. And so my daughter's got this math workbook that she's been doing all summer long.
Uh-huh.
She hates us for it, but I'm like, you know what? One day, girl, you're going to be a boss, arse, biatch because of all this. I want her to rule the world. So anyway, she is doing long division in the book right now.
Wow.
Yeah.
Gosh, so, I feel for her.
She was having some issues yesterday with a couple of the problems.
Uh-huh.
So I sat down to help her out. I was like, I'll let Dad take over. I'll help you out with some of this long division.
No.
And I sat down, and I kid you not, I stared at it for like 3 or 4 minutes,
uh-huh.
And I was like, holy crap,
yeah.
I don't remember how to do long division.
Got humbled real quick, didn't you?
Katie, I had no idea how to do it. And especially when you get 2 or 3 digits, they're on the left.
Yeah.
You know, on this on the side of the, I don't even know what it's called.
You move the decimal.
The division sign.
As many points, yeah.
I blanked.
Yeah.
And I go, holy crap. I told her, I don't remember how to do this. And she goes, well, see, I don't need to do this because I'll get older and I won't even remember and I won't even need it. And I was like, no, we're not playing that game right now.
No. Yeah, it's probably going to be important when she gets older.
Well, then she was trying to show me, and it's completely different now how they do it than we were taught, you know, growing up.
Yeah.
So that was even more confusing to me. So I embarrassingly had to sit there on the couch next to her, get onto YouTube.
And figure it out.
I had to watch 4 or 5 like YouTube shorts from math teachers on how to do long division.
I'm going to tell you right now, that's one thing when baby Nana got to be about that age, we realized we were taught this completely different.
It's totally
ways.
Different.
There's a lot of ways you can reach the same answer.
Yes.
We found that out. But our ways,
the old ways
we're
better.
Not. You're telling me. But they are not the same. And we
it's
frustrated each other so much trying to understand where we were coming from. So that is a phase in their school where it is hard.
It is very hard.
That's a hard one.
And you know what? I got to the point where I was like, you know what? Let's just close this notebook. Why don't you go outside and play for the rest of the afternoon?
Fine.
It's time to play Fast Five.
Fast Five.
How fast can you be?
We going fast with that one.
With Jeremy, Katie, and Josh.
Look at that. 7:30 with Jeremy, Katie, and Josh. Time for Fast Five. It's our fun Think Quick game. And if you'd like to call in and play, now's your time, girlfriend. 303-691-1-MIX. 303-691-1-6. 16:49. I'll get you in the studios. We'll get you on the air. We'll get to know you a little bit, and then I'll throw a category at you and start a 10-second timer. Within those 10 seconds, you got to give me five things that have to do with that category. You think you can pull this off? Well, come on, big talker. Give us a call. 303-691-1MIX, which translates to 303-691-1649. Always looking for the newbies, people who have never played before. Give us a call. Katie, give us some examples. Got to turn on that mic, Katie. There you go.
All over the place when it comes to what you've asked. You've said, quick, name five things that cause road rage or five things you don't want to put in a toaster. Yesterday, the one that won it was Josh, who was a big winner with five things that come in pairs.
Woo!
Yeah, he was able to name those no problem.
All right, you think you can do this? 303-691-1649. If you get placed on hold, don't hang up. We are working to get you guys on hold and all set up to play. And double prize day today.
Sure is. You're getting hooked up with the Bally's Casino prize pack. So that one's valued at $300. You get the $100 in slot play, the $100 dining voucher, and the Bally's swag. Got to be 21 to win this one. Presented by Bally's Casino Blackhawk. Best value with $5 blackjack and $5 menu items daily. But wait, there's more. This is the hottest ticket in town right now with Coors Field. Noah Kahan's going to be there on Sunday, and you will too. Part of Mix 100's All Access Summer. It's what you're winning with Fast Five today.
All right, let's try to get all this good loot in your hands. 303-691-1649. 303-691-1649. And first up to bat is Liz. Hi, Liz. Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning. What are you doing today?
I'm driving to work right now.
Okay. What do you do for a living?
I do product management. So I work on like the tech side of things.
Oh, I thought so. Okay. Yeah, it sounds like
yeah.
Yeah.
It's really boring.
I was
yeah,
gonna,
you can say it.
I was going to make a joke. I was going to say, that sounds boring, but you said it
yeah,
for
no,
me.
Yeah, you can say it.
It's like, I already
okay.
know.
What else is going on in your life? Anything good?
You know, we really want to go to Noah Kahan. We're in like a tough season of life and we could use a win. And I just thought, why not try on a radio show? You know what I mean?
First of all, who is we?
My husband.
Oh,
he's the best.
The Hubs. What's his name?
Brian.
Brian and Liz sitting in a tree.
Brian with an I. You can't trust Brian's with a Y.
No, those are weirdos.
Really good point.
Why are you in a tough season of your life right now?
You know, we're doing IVF. So we need a win, you know?
Yeah, that can definitely...
That is rough.
Wreak havoc on your relationship. I got a guy here at work. Him and his wife are trying to go through that, and I get all the details about how often he has to go make a deposit, and it's very uncomfortable for me. I'll probably have to go talk to HR about that. What's that?
Yeah, it's less boring than my job.
Right,
you know?
Right.
So that's going for me.
Yeah. He's got like a southern accent, too. He's like, I got to get over to my urologist today and make a deposit. I'm like, dude, too much information.
It's okay.
Stop
Everything's
it.
More fun with an accent, though.
It
know?
Really is.
Colorado natives were really missing out.
You know what? You make such a good point. Like, that's southern draw.
How long have you guys been trying?
A couple of years.
Dang, girl. Well, I hope it takes. I'm rooting for
I
you guys.
I hope that I win these Noah Kahan tickets.
Yeah.
That's what I'm hoping.
Yeah. All right. Well, let's see how you do. What do I have for you? So your letter is L, like love, and Liz, okay?
Okay.
10 seconds. I need five restaurants that start with that letter L. Go!
Lucille's, Lion's Den.
Oh, okay.
Lucy's.
Yes.
Lily's Pie. And
you got four.
No, I got Lucky's at the end.
Nah, buzzer totally hit. Buzzer totally hit. Le Peep would have.
And
good friends at Lapia. We're Little Caesars, Longhorn Steakhouse.
Okay, now you're just bragging.
I know you didn't get it.
I feel like you should give it to me. Yeah. I got Lucky's at the end there.
No, you totally didn't. Buzzer hit. You know, and I'm pretty generous, especially with people going through like a sad season.
Yeah.
So, here's what I do want to do for you, Liz. What part of town do you live in?
I live in Denver.
In D-Town? All right. I got some gift certificates to a really good restaurant in Littleton called the Lake House. And I'm going to put you on hold, and I want to give you and your husband those gift card to the Lake House just to go have a romantic dinner and just kind of take your mind off of everything, all right?
All right, thank you.
You're very welcome, Liz. Hold on, Josh will get all your information. All right, cool.
Best of luck to you and Brian,
Josh,
Liz.
Get everything, address, everything. Okay. And she totally didn't get it.
No, but still, it was
that's
nice
right. I'm
going
to send her out to dinner, though.
Yeah, that was nice.
Here's Kendra. Hi, Kendra.
Hi.
Hi. Welcome to the show. What are you doing today?
I just got off of work. I wanted her to win, you guys.
I know,
I
did too, but I'm sorry. The buzzer totally hit, and I know I wouldn't hear the end of it. People are on the text line are brutal to me, Kendra.
I believe it. They're
incredibly mean. So.
Especially for these tickets. I mean, Noah Kahn at Coors Field sold out both nights. It's a big deal.
You got to win it. I mean, you got to nail this thing. So anyway.
Let's give it a go.
All right. If you win, who are you going to take with you?
Probably my best friend.
Your bestie? All right. That'll be a fun little girls night out. Okay, so how old are you?
I am 37.
You might know this. In 10 seconds, please reel off the names of the, I think there's five. One, two, three, four, five. The five Backstreet Boys. Go!
Brian.
One.
I am so sad.
Sad day for you. You got one. But you know what? Good news
is I could have done NSYNC, probably.
We did that one yesterday, actually.
We did
NSYNC. We did.
Oh,
try again tomorrow. We'll do this again tomorrow. All right, Kendra?
All right, thanks. I'm going to go Google it.
Okay, go look it up right now.
Bye,
all right, bye.
Kendra. Got Brian, though. That's a solid pull.
Hi, Kara.
Good morning.
Good morning. My note says you're heading to the office. Away you go.
Away I go into the tech center.
What do you do out there?
I do residential real estate closings.
Oh, there you go.
Buy houses.
Yeah, all right. Yeah. What's the most expensive house you've helped with?
$5 million.
Not too bad.
Not too bad.
Probably a little townhouse in Denver.
Little penthouse.
Little two-bedroom, one-bath place. All right. All right. Good, good, good. You dying to go see Noah Kahn?
I am. I would love to take my daughter.
Yes.
All right. What's your daughter's name?
Mackenzie.
Little Mackenzie. All right.
Yeah.
That'd be a fun night out. Okay, so I need... I like this one. This came in from a listener last night. Jennifer is the name. I need any five famous Jennifers. Go!
Jennifer Aniston, Jennifer Love Hewitt, Jennifer Beal, Jennifer Smith, Jennifer Thompson.
Jennifer Smith.
I see what you're doing there, huh? Jennifer Smith. There's Jennifer Connelly, Gardner,
Lawrence.
Jennifer Lawrence.
J-Lo.
You said my favorite, Jennifer Love Hewitt. So,
right. Yes.
Try again tomorrow, Kara. We appreciate you.
Thank you. Have a great day.
Bye. We got an Alex on the line. Hi, Alex.
Hey, how's it going?
Well, we're super dupes, buddy. How are you doing today?
Man, I'm doing good today. I'm on my way to get some breakfast burritos. Then I'm going to drive my girlfriend to work. So,
Woo, you're a good boyfriend.
Can I ask you, where do you get your burritos?
Santiago's.
Yes, you do.
Oh, is there anywhere else?
Yeah, you know, of course.
Our boss.
Gotta hit the half and half.
Our boss has a pro tip. He gets enchilada sauce in his burritos. He's not a fan of green chili. I wasn't sure how I felt about that at first, but it's actually quite tasty.
Game changer.
Nice little change up. Yeah, it's pretty
good. I don't
know
about that.
I know. I didn't either at first, Alex, but I was like, I don't hate it.
Enchilada sauce is awesome.
It's good.
And we kind of love green chili. So.
I know.
There is that, though, too.
I do, too. Especially the half and half when you get spicy and mild. And it's the best.
Yeah.
Santiago.
It is.
Feel like I could do a little enchilada sauce with a green chili. Let's try that combo.
All the flavors.
Let's go crazy.
Let's just put it all in there.
What's your girlfriend's name, Alex?
Her name's Danielle.
Danielle. You guys, you gonna put a ring on it?
Someday.
Someday.
Yes.
You feeling it, huh?
Best aunt. That's a good answer, Alex.
She's in the car right now, huh?
No.
Oh, darn. I wish she was.
I wish she was, too.
What's the most annoying thing about your girlfriend?
She's just always gives 110%.
She's too much. She's got that toxic positivity, huh?
The toxic positivity, that's great.
Yep.
That's good.
Katie has that. I have to deal with it every day. Everything is awesome. Everything is awesome. Oh, my God, I cut my hand open and I'm bleeding to death, but oh, my God, how cool is the inside of my hand?
Oh, my God, I love red. Yeah, well,
it's all good. Everything is all good.
All right, Alex, with your burrito, let's play Fast Five. This one's very subjective, so we'll see what you come up with. In 10 seconds, buddy, I need to yield 5 reasons you might get kicked out of a bar. And go.
Fighting, being underage, being too drunk, being disrespectful, swearing, or lying.
Lying. I guess if you're drunk and you're belligerent and you're swearing a lot.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, they might kick you out
of there. Exactly. All the other reasons, too. You're underage.
Would your girlfriend be over the moon if you told her that you won NoahCon concert tickets today?
I'm actually calling, too, because she wants to go so bad. And we've been trying to get tickets. So she's like, you have to call. And so.
Do you know how many good boyfriend points you would get if you won Fast Five?
Man, it would be unbelievable.
Dude, still want to marry you.
You could propose at the concert,
this
Alex.
This could be it.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, my gosh.
He's like, whoa, pump the brakes there, Jer Bear. Alex, do you know what you're supposed to say when you win Fast Five? Or what you're supposed to ask me?
The wind down?
That's what we're looking for. Yeah. Alex won!
Yeah! Hooray! Oh my gosh, I can't wait to tell her.
Dude, not only are you winning these NoahCon concert tickets, you're going to have a nice little night out up the hill at Bally's Casino with a big old Bally's Casino prize pack. You got a couple date nights lined up.
Oh my gosh, you guys are the best.
I know!
Maybe you could get married up there in Blackhawk.
Yes, proposing Blackhawk, Alex. All right, you should like film when you're telling her that you won, unless she's listening right now.
We want to see that.
Okay, I'll do it. Okay.
Film your conversation and then send us the selfie and the video to the text line. It's the same number you called today, all right?
Okay, excellent. I can do that.
Thanks, brother. We want to see it.
Congrats.
Alex, yes, congratulations. I'm going to put you on hold. We'll come back and tell you how to get that awesome prize pack. What a good winner today.
Yeah.